You're listening to iTAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Social Media and Communications Manager. Today is Friday, November 8th. American journalist and author Jonathan Last will bring his expertise on fertility and demographics to the next TAMU IBC keynote speaker series Wednesday, November 13th at 7:30 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. Admission is free and open to the public. A reception will start at 7 p.m. Translation services from English to Spanish will also be available. Last's lecture, What to Expect When No One's Expecting, America's Coming Demographic Disaster, is based on his book by the same name. According to Last, the population bomb we were warned about never exploded. He cites statistics from around the world which say the population growth has actually been slowing for two generations. Last points to the wave of immigration over the past 30 years, which has kept the U.S. population from shrinking. Because if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need to have more babies, writes Last. Read his blog at jonathanlast.com. For more information, please contact Amy Palacios, Associate Director for the Center for the Study of Western Hemispheric Trade at 956-326-2820 or visit online at freetrade.tamu.edu. Evan Smith, Editor-in-Chief and CEO for the Texas Tribune, will present Evolution and Revolution, Politics and the Media in 2013 at the first installment of the TAMU A.R. Sanchez Sr. Distinguished Lecture Series Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to the public. A native of New York, Smith spent nearly 18 years at Texas Monthly Magazine, 8 years as editor and 1 year as president and editor-in-chief. He hosted the Lone Star Emmy Award-winning weekly interview program, Texas Monthly Talks, which aired in PBS stations and currently hosts Overheard with Evan Smith, also on PBS. Smith has a bachelor's degree in public policy from Hamilton College and a master's degree in journalism from Northwestern University. For more information on the A.R. Sanchez Sr. Distinguished Lecture Series, contact the Office of the Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences at 956-326-2460 or email hdennis@tamu.edu. Calling them a vital resource in building awareness of healthcare fraud, a guest FBI lecturer met with TAMU senior nursing students. Supervisory Special Agent L. Tuleta Copeland told students that healthcare fraud, or HCF, is one of the FBI's biggest priorities, with more than 1,200 agents working in the arena. Copeland explained, "The U.S. lost more than $80 billion last year to HCF, monies that are, of course, much better distributed to those who need healthcare. HCF often harms patients, frequently involves theft of federal funds, usually occurs along with other crimes such as identity theft, trafficking of narcotics, contributes to the rise of healthcare costs, and affects the medical community's reputation." She reminded students that they are a part of the solution. As soon as you become full members of the medical community, you will share in the responsibility of helping to reduce HCF. We're looking to you to help us to identify abuse and fraud as nursing professionals. Copeland's appearance was coordinated by Clinical Assistant Professor of Nursing, Rose Saldivar, who called Copeland's presentation essential. Copeland said one of the state's most HCF-plagued areas is in the Rio Grande Valley and denoted specific cases and the results of successful prosecution there. Agent Copeland said she was impressed with the students and their engaging questions and said she couldn't resist the opportunity to know that the FBI also hires nurses, encouraging them to consider the FBI among their career options. For more information on TAMU nursing programs, call 956-326-2574. Coming up at TAMU, the Service Learning Expo 2013 is scheduled for Monday, November 11th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Student Center Ballroom. Find out more about service learning classes, review student exhibits and projects, and learn about their service to the community. For more information, call 956-326-3133. And the university's College of Arts and Sciences Department of Fine and Performing Arts presents a woodwind studio recital Monday, November 11th at 6 p.m. Admission is free and open to the public. For more information, call 326 ARTS. The TAMIU Distance Education Week starts Monday, November 11th with a National Civil War Museum virtual field trip for History 1301 students at 8:30 a.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Theater. For more information, email elearning@tamiu.edu. The University's College of Arts and Sciences Department of Fine and Performing Arts presents the String and Piano Studio Recital Tuesday, November 12th at 7:30 p.m. in the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to the public. The TAMIU Office of Career Services will hold its TAMIU Career Fair School Districts from 1 to 4 p.m. Wednesday, November 13th in the Student Center Ballroom. This event is free and open to the public. Call the Office of Career Services at 956-326-4473 for more information. For more information on these stories and others, and to access our online calendar, visit us at tamiu.edu.